The Thomas Cole National Historic Site has a new visitor center that transforms how people experience the National Historic Landmark, orienting them toward the Catskill Mountains that so inspired the artist and early environmentalist Thomas Cole. The building named the, ready for it, Cole Center, has been designed by Stephen Shadley, the renowned New York City-based architectural designer who is a member of the Board of Trustees of the Thomas Cole site. He is best known for creating homes for Hollywood stars, including Jennifer Aniston and Diane Keaton. The Cole Center is the first cultural building that Shadley has designed. As Thomas Cole was himself an architect, the new building reflects his sensibilities while contributing to the campus anew. To tell us more, we welcome architect Stephen Shadley and Betsy Jacks, executive director of the Thomas Cole site. Good morning to you both. Thank you so much for being here. What a delight to have you both on the program.
Good morning. Thanks,
Good
Joe.
Good morning. What a delight to be here.
All right. We'll get you on four, Stephen. There we go. Say hi.
Hi.
There you go. Excellent. Just had a little calibration there. Give us a sense of when this came on your radar, Betsy, of something that you wanted to do.
Well, I see it as the latest leap forward in a string of big leaps forward for the historic site. And we just simply outgrew our existing space where we welcomed visitors. We started out, when I started here 21 years ago, with just one building, the main house. And then we added the new studio and we restored the old studio. And so it's become a campus. And our visitors have increased 20-fold since then. I mean, it's just hard to even get your arms around that. But we have so many more people coming. And the original space that Stephen designed for us in a 19th-century barn has served us a really long time. We were just doing the math and think it's about 19 years that we were in that space. But you can't use it in February because it has no insulation and you can see right through the boards. So it was time, and I just couldn't be more thrilled with how this has transformed the site. And I'll let Stephen talk about that.
Well, let me ask Stephen, how did you become a member of the board? When did you become a member of the board? And then how did the talks of this particular project start to progress?
Well, I have a practice in New York City, and I sort of made my home up here in the Hudson Valley probably 30 years ago. And it really is my home. I grew up in California, but I really view this as my home. And I think that the Cole House was just sort of a wonderful experience to go over and visit. And as I attended a couple of meetings, someone asked me if I wanted to be on the board. It's much lower bar in those days, going way,
yes,
way back.
Yeah.
But I did. I did happily. And the very first big project was what Betsy's talking about. I always sort of, I worked as a scenic artist in Hollywood, and I always feel like this was Mickey and Judy putting on a show in a barn. So we've decided to build a bigger barn, as it were. And interestingly, you know, Cole himself painted in this barn. There was a space in that barn that we used as our initial visitor center and shop. And then Cole ultimately decided to design and build a proper studio for himself. And it's a, you know, big structure we had to rebuild. It was sadly lost in the 1960s. But we've rebuilt it, and so it was sort of normal, or it just seemed natural, to take inspiration from that in the design for this. So we have very high ceilings, enormous windows, which he had designed for his own studio. They're almost 20 feet high, three big windows that look out over a courtyard, and that gives you a view of the campus beneath and all the historic structures, and as you said, the Catskill Mountains in the distance.
One of the things that I have spent a lot of time with architects and designers, and it seems that in a project like this, where you try to obviously fit into the surroundings, fit into what is there, not screw that up, and yet nudge it into a way that said this is a contemporary new building.
We talked about that. We thought about it a lot, and this project took a long time to really get off the ground. So we went through many iterations. I think we always realized that by keeping it away from the historic structures, it actually ended up on a higher ground, the highest ground on the site. And so it afforded this sort of look out over the site. But I kept it simple, although modern, in that we used wood clapboard like he had used on his studio. Obviously, it, you know, is energy efficient. It has a concrete floor inside. One of the really interesting aspects, I think, of the building is that we have these lofty interior walls. The ceilings are over 20 feet high. And so we were able to showcase major works by Cole, Course of Empire and The Voyage of Life, which comprise 9 masterworks by Cole. And this amazing new business in Catskill called Art Tech provided for us these enormous reproductions of Cole's work, just so they're hung salon style. And I think what it offers is a sort of a look at Cole the moment somebody comes into the visitor center, a sort of like experience of what Cole saw there.
So in as far as the exhibition aspect to it, of the opportunities that it gives you, Betsy, how did you look at it and why is it so important?
Well, people used to arrive at the site in our visitor center, and they'd approach from the back of the main house, and they'd approach from the back of the old studio, and they'd come in, and then they'd have no idea where they are because they hadn't seen anything from the front. They hadn't seen the mountains. They certainly hadn't seen the river, the Hudson River. So they would walk in and say, "Where's the house? Where am I going?" There was just no sense of entry. And now it's the opposite. When you come in, you have a 360 or I guess 180 view of the front of the campus, and it is it's a visual introduction, so you understand where you are, and people have been responding just enormously to it. I mean, just one measure that I happened to get from our staff this week is that our shop sales doubled since we opened it, you know, per day. And I think it's just, I don't know, it's, you know, the dark arts of retail design, but it's really people feel comfortable.
When comfortable, they will buy like crazy, won't they?
It's I think it just really speaks to the fact that they're really a lot happier. It's a glorious space. And as Stephen said, I want to give Stephen credit for this balancing act between fitting into a historic 19th century place, but not looking like and being confused with a 19th century building. And that's a really delicate thing. And a lot of architects over the years have struggled with that on colleges and historic sites everywhere. But I think what makes Stephen stand out so extraordinarily as a designer is that he has this sense of design that it had to be that way. It's like once he's done something, you think, well, of course it's that way. It's sort of the obvious example, the obvious design, and that's when you know it's right.
The windows are floor to ceiling, so there's so much white coming into the area.
It's wonderful for the light. Yeah, it's facing west toward the mountains. But what's interesting about these windows, they're about 8 feet wide and about 20 feet high, is that when you're outside on this forecourt or anywhere on the campus and you look up and you see this building in the distance, those windows reflect the trees and the campus itself. They act as big mirrors. And I don't think we anticipated what a beautiful effect that would be.
Right.
Especially at sunset.
Yes. I was going to say different at night, obviously, when you can see the lights.
Great.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's big mirroring what is outside, which is gorgeous.
And beneath those windows, we have this courtyard, where we've set it with bistro tables and chairs with umbrellas for the tables and a lovely kind of low sort of upstate New York stone wall that surrounds it all. And it it just serves for a place for people to relax, to take in the site, and also, you know, maybe spend more time there. And we have those tables and chairs inside the venue as well, because it's big enough to accommodate all that.
And the key is year-round, right?
That's right. Now we can actually have people there year-round. We used to be open year-round, but we would have to shift and meet people in a different building for the coldest months. And that was awkward. The new studio, where we have our exhibitions and programs, we built that and opened it in 2016. And that is a four-season building. But it wasn't set up as a visitor center. So it was a little awkward, and we just outgrown that situation. This really sets us up for a way to serve the public that's so much more welcoming to them.
So there is artwork within the visitor center.
Those are reproductions of the artworks.
Okay,
yeah.
I see.
So we have the original artwork in the main house and also in the new studio, which is set up like a jewel box museum.
Okay. I was going to ask about the light and the original, so kills that question. You did this all pro bono. Look at you. Isn't that nice?
You sure
did. I did it happily. I mean, I never know what to do with my – I'm always busy. I'm always, you know, working on my own place or working for other people. I just love to be working.
And it's a beautiful thing to do for the community, not just for the Thomas Cole site, but for the Hudson Valley and for New York culture as a whole.
Yeah, it kind of crept up on me. I was just having fun doing it, and I think that, you know, I look back on it now, and I feel like my involvement with the Thomas Cole Historic Site over all these years has been, it's been fun for me. I've enjoyed it. I really enjoy working with all the people, you know, that are our board and the staff and all the people who come in contact with our site. And then to think that I've, you know, been able to kind of contribute something it's a nice feeling.
You mentioned leaps, so this will be the last question. What's the next leap?
Oh, gosh.
I'm only going to let you enjoy this leap for about 2 minutes, and then we'll ask about the next leap.
Right. I think we're out of leaps for just the next 5 minutes at least. This feels like an enormous step up. I mean, the patio alone, the forecourt, as we're calling it, has the stone wall kind of embraces you as you sit there.
Yeah.
And I think it could be a really a place where the whole community can gather. You know, we can have events there. We encourage other nonprofits to have events there. So as far as what's next, I mean, we have incredible exhibitions every year. And so you'll have to stay tuned for what the next year will be.
If I could add very briefly,
sure.
To our grounds, we're trying to sort of address the grounds now in a way that's more like a 19th century landscape. So that's kind of one of the next things that we're looking at.
You're right.
Beautiful.
Yeah, converting the lawns to meadows filled with daisies, and we're very excited about that.
Architects Stephen Shadley and Betsy Jacks, Executive Director of the Thomas Cole Site, a delight to have you both here. You can find out more information about this beautiful site and the beautiful work that has been done, the new visitor center, thomascole.org. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.